Director Department of Transportation and Public Works and the Managing Director of Milwaukee County Transit System submitting an informational report regarding the discontinuation of the transit van pool program. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grant.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members.
Go ahead, Mr. Grant.
The report before the committee is an informational report to advise you on MTS's plan to end its van pool program that has operated since 1994. Currently, there are 14 vans in the program. There are about 68 daily passengers on average. The vehicles have surpassed their useful life in terms of their age, and as a result, currently maintenance expenses are exceeding revenues that are generated from user fees. User fees are paid on a monthly basis. Given that we do not have the capital funds at this time to buy new replacement vans, and that tax levy support, at least we are projecting that tax levy support would be needed to continue the program beyond 2011, it is our intent to notify current van pool participants that the program will be discontinued by year-end 2011. With that, I would take any questions the committee would have.
Any questions? Sir, Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of item number 5, and I have a question for Mr. Grant.
No, we're on item number 2.
I'm sorry, item number 2. And I also have a question. With the vans, I noticed that the mileage was around 120,000 miles.
No,
will that limit the amount of money that we may be able to receive in selling them? Because you mentioned that there was this high expense to maintain. My car has 160, and I've had to put some money into it, but it runs fairly well. So, do you think that would limit the amount of money that we may be able to receive?
I don't have any reason to think that that would impact or residual value of the vehicles.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I know you put it on in your writing. Put it on record. How many people are we affected with this group and the vendors that we are doing?
There are, on average, 68 individuals participating in the van pool program right at this time. The current participants include the 128th Air Wing, Northwestern Mutual, which has one van, Badger Meter, which has one van, and the Transportation Security Administration has four vans.
Okay. Any other questions? This is Supervisor Kosky.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, when I look at this, I think this is a preview of things to come because, as we just mentioned, as far as Northwestern Mutual and Badger Meter and the TSA, this is the first volley as far as how it's going to start affecting individual companies, individual groups of people. I don't want to wade into the water so much as far as freeway flyers and services for festivals or whatever, but this is the first volley. This is the first shot over the bow as far as what kind of effect this is going to have on this community. And we all might think, well, this is really nothing. It's something for those people that are affected, and it's only going to get worse, Mr. Chairman. And I don't sit here with answers per se. I know that the whole dedicated funding is not part of this agenda, but I've wondered in my mind if maybe the MMAC or somebody in the business community is going to step forward. Not so much with the vans, but like I said, this is the first shot. And when they see the budget coming out in September and this fall, and when it starts affecting a significant number of downtown merchants, then I think we'll have their attention because now all of a sudden it's not just you know, little mom and little dad going to the store Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Thank you. Supervisor Hoff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Grant, I was wondering, sir, with these 68 individuals who will be affected by this, do you know, sir, will they be able to reach their workplaces by way of, say, MCTS, the existing bus routes? Do you have any information on that, or how do you know how they might be dependent on transportation after that, be it private or public?
I'm not prepared with information on that at this time, Mr. Chairman, committee members. We wanted to first at least bring to this committee's attention our intent to discontinue the program and then proceed to have discussion with the individuals that would be impacted.
To follow what Mr. Supervisor Hoff said, can you get that information to us before board day about how will they be able to get to Northwest Louisiana and Badger meters through transit system? And ask Badger and the other companies, well, how will it affect them anyway? Because we can't do anything else for 1 hour of one day. Supervisor Hoff, I'm sorry. Do you have anything else?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Since this is information, I would like to go to item number three.